So is 2 o'clock okay for a Monday?
Candy Lee schedules an appointment with Catholic Charities to see if they can help her find a way out of her foreclosure.
Did you get any income now to be able to relieve what your situation is due to the fact that you ended up...
She's more than 12 months behind on her mortgage, and the bank says her house will be sold if she doesn't come up with all of the missed payments.
That court date is what I'm trying to see if you had gone to, which you most likely
no,
said
I haven't
you
gone to
gone
there
to
yet.
Okay, good. So we do have a bit of time.
Some of the attendees, like Lee, are well into the foreclosure process. Others haven't even missed a payment yet. But they all have one thing in common. They're trying to find out what they can do to hold on to their homes.
I'm being educated on the programs, what the program, what the particular programs do. And I'm being educated on that lady that I spoke with a few minutes ago. She's manager over that. Normally, when you call, you get a customer service rep. We're meeting the actual people right here in this event that's going to be the ones to make those decisions. Okay, my time is up with my lender.
Now Lee heads off to talk with a Washington Mutual representative to see what can be done to save her house. This is the first time a member of Congress has held an event like this in the Tampa Bay area. Bank officials came from across the U.S. at the request of U.S. Congresswoman Kathy Castor. Banks might have local representatives, but these bank officials are the ones with the power to make deals on the loans.
We have representatives from across the country that have come here today that actually have the authority to do the loan workouts rather than get caught in the bureaucracy and red tape of the telephone system at your bank. We thought it would be much more productive to sit them down with someone who has the authority to work out the loan.
Many of the workshop attendees said it was hard to get any information from their banks on the phone. The customer service representatives they reach simply tell them what they owe. Maria Abreu says she finds it especially hard to find someone to talk with who speaks Spanish. And when she does, they still can't do anything for her.
Yo llevo en el proceso seis meses.
I've been in the process for 6 months, and I've never been able to talk with my representative, with the person who has my case. In 6 months, I've never been able to talk with them. That's the hope I have today, that someone will respond to me.
Abreu spoke with her bank, and they offered to lower her mortgage rate, but the monthly payments wouldn't come down. In fact, they would increase because of the missed months. That doesn't help Abreu. Her trouble first started when her husband got sick because of his diabetes. He missed 2 months of work, and there were medical bills to pay. Also, the price of gas is up so much that he just doesn't bring home as much as he used to driving his big rig. Abreu hopes to find some other solution at a meeting she set up on Saturday with the Tampa Bay Community Development Corporation. William Sanchez came to represent this foreclosure prevention counseling service at the workshop. He says he sees more and more people looking for help.
The situation is going to continue, too. Remember, this whole foreclosure thing started out because due to the subprime situation. However, I'm seeing people now that have good loans, and the reason that they're in foreclosure is because they've lost jobs.
One of the themes of the day was to get help as early as possible when mortgage problems come up.
We get people that are about to fall behind, and we get people that have sale dates within a week. So we get them in the whole range. The quicker they come to a housing counseling agency, the more chance that we have to work something out. It gives us a little bit more time. The closer they are to either going to court or having a sale day, the more difficult it is for us to do anything.
Representative Castor says she plans to hold more of these workshops in the future. The next one is tentatively scheduled to take place in St. Petersburg. Go to WMNF.org for more information on many foreclosure assistance agencies in the Tampa Bay area. For WMNF, I'm Emily Reddy.